Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Top
Artist Saturday.
I be your host for the Top Artist Saturday. Our name, yours.
Hallelujah.
Israel. Oh, see, Lord, Top Artist Saturday. We're going to throw it on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get something going on. And we see all this lots of stuff. What's flashing out of New York? 113-801. 113-801. 113-801. We'll leave it like it is, back it is, Deb. And we'll bring our elders in on the 113-801, 195 international countries. So, hell, look at Tears, you're taking them on that. We're getting our books together. I got to keep my eye on the captain because, you know, when the captain's around, I'm all skinning and grinning. But I know my back is covered in grand side by side. Yeah, why?
Hey,
Elder Mr. Tibbs,
Yahweh
BJC,
right? And Yahweh bless you, C.A. Brother Tibbs, Steve, bro. Okay, and Yahweh bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, well, we had to make
fine,
sure.
Fine audience.
Okay, we got to make sure we can be heard.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you. There's a lot of excitement going on, I can tell.
We ready to do our part and just say it's John Plus. So 195 international countries, 103-801 is flashing. And the captain said, see, you're going to teach real good because I'm right here. I got your back. So, hey, Elder, you on the clock. Come on.
Okay, well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. I'm not sure if you can hear me okay.
Captain said you heard loud and plain.
We can hear you loud and plain. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, how you doing? Yahweh be with you there.
And Yahweh bless you. Hopefully I can be heard loud and clear.
You heard.
Okay.
That's
always a good thing, because generally when there's a lot of excitement, we're always asking each other, can we hear each other, okay? And sure, we don't know who to answer. So many people probably are attending the Sabbath day, which is a good thing. And most of what we can see is 113,801 people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And as you know, I always say, that's a good thing. Because the more that come to hear the words of Yahweh, this means that we are actually reaching out, touching more of those that need to be touched. You know, we learn to give praise to the word of Yahweh, as I said before. We all praise Yahweh. That's why we're here on the top part of the Sabbath. Praise and be humble. Giving praise on the Sabbath day. As I mentioned before, don't be like Doeg, the Edomite. As I mentioned in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 1 through 9, it explains him so well, you know, that is a evil individual. Don't care about the Sabbath. But those of us who are here, we welcome and thank all of you, which brings us to mention about the word praise on the Sabbath. The reason why we use YHDH, and we'll continue. Praise, YHWH is an ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise. The fourth son of Jacob, which we know as Israel, the tribe of Yadah, YHWH, honored the heavens with songs and dances. The etymology, ancient Semitic, no Latin or Greek vowel points in the ancient dialect of the Semitic nations. So this is what we usually do, give praise on the Sabbath day. And we also say a teacher can't learn from his students, but we know very well what happens with that. But a student can always learn from a good teacher, and that's why we all come as students to learn the word of Yahuwah. We came to hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. On the top part of the Sabbath, it's open unto you, usually always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And they always ask, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's word. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, which we're in the top part of Sabbath now. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. We're in the top part of Sabbath now. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program.
Hallelujah.
The feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line to get there. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, while calling this number, you can order what we call our 12 program, 12 of any programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, by calling 224-600-5579. Also, if you have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today after 10:30 p.m., except Fridays. The normal program time will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Jacquard Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Paltalk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to discuss any of the on-the-table topics that we will be talking about will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing Shaka. We'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, do not try to win the bump the gums contest when you're learning the words of Yahuwah. Why? Because you'll miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are here to rehearse the righteous act, to learn Yahuwah's words. So at this time, so we can continue and get the learning of Yahuwah, let's keep your Bibles open. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
The mother called and told me to be that better one coming. All right, there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. The one thing about it, you're always going to be tried there, Captain. You're always going to be tried in Yahuwah. See what you're made of. There's no doubt about it. All right, we live top part of Saturday. All the locations open. Six of Northern Camp, everybody ready to go. And we don't see Sister G on the airway, so we're going to come inside the temple. She come on the network, and we'll get with some Sister G. But until that time comes, let's think we are. Sister K, look at that in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister K, I want you to holler that microphone as loud as you can. What that read in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G on airways, we'll take it from there once she come out on airways. All right. Sister K, we'll look at Luke, top of the Saturday. This is the Almighty air made. We're going to throw a couple of shots in here. We don't get them out the way. Father Yahdai Israel got the whole show ready to go. No doubt about it. I'm going to ride plenty of shotguns. Holler real good on Luke, chapter 12.
Chapter 12, verse 12.
Yeah. Real good. Holler it out.
Righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
I think you missed the word out of there, Sister K. Go back and look at it again. I think you missed one word out of there. I think you missed something that we need to kind of grab hold to. You missed something.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour.
Oh, in the same hour.
What you ought to say.
What you ought to say. That's right. Okay, that's exactly what happened. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Top Father, Sabbath day, this day the Almighty have made. And we'll open up with the cap over there in the book of James chapter 3, verse 9. We're going to open up in James chapter 3, verse 9 with the captain. We're going to open up the captain early, Israel. Open up in James chapter 3, verse number 9. Top Father Sabbath day, another record, a faith audience. All the locations is open. Get in where you fit in at. But one thing about it, tell you right, we never know our time. And one thing, Yahuwah, I'll tell you, make sure he finds you doing. When you shut it down, make sure you got one thing on your resume. I went out doing.
Hallelujah, boy.
Let's see what's going on. James 3, verse 9. We'll open up in 3, verse 9.
James chapter 3, verse 9.
What it say?
Therewith bless we, Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
even the Father, and therewith curse we men. which are made after the similitude of Yahuwah the Son.
All right, so who do we supposed to bless? 25 to 26. So otherwise, the Sabbath day, you got to be what again, Moses? You got to be what?
Righteous.
You got to be righteous. Let's find what that means. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 and 26, just in case, to see what's going on with that.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
And 26. We're trying to preach up there to find out what he's trying to say. We're trying to be holy divided. 6, 25, and 26. Sister K, come on.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
And 26. Okay, well, 24 and 25.
24. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh. Commanded us
all
these steps.
And Yahweh done what?
Commanded.
Commanded us to do all these steps.
To fear Yahweh. Okay.
Wait, we supposed to do what?
Fear
Yahweh. Wait a minute now. Hold that point. Captain, Brother Irvin. Let's run to 1:11 verse 10 and find out what he mean by fear. What that mean? Fear Yahweh. You supposed to be trembling with Yahweh? Fear him? Let's see if we precept and follow that mean 1:11 verse 10.
Psalms 1:11 verse 10.
What it reads?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Oh, so if you fear Yahweh, you're on your road of journey of what?
Beginning of wisdom.
That's the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead and read.
A good understanding.
A good understanding.
Have all day that do his Torah instruction.
Oh, so Yahweh wants you to have fear when it comes down to his what?
Torah instruction.
That's how you fear Yahweh. When you know it's Yahweh's business on the clock, you make sure you take care of Yahweh's business. That's what he's talking about. That means when the Sabbath day is ready to roll, you own. Look, I'm on a mission. I'm busy from Yahweh. I'm keeping the Sabbath day. Whatever we got going on, it can wait till afterwards. That's the fear of Yahweh. Keeping the Torah and stuff. Then after that, we'll deal with that part. Hush up. Let's get this out the way first. Let's get the fear of Yahweh out the way. Keep on reading.
Yahweh's praise endures forever.
And his praise endures how long?
Forever.
Back up to Proverbs chapter 9 and 10. Preach up that, Brother Irvin. 9 and 10. Let's see what he's saying. So see, one thing about it, see, right? We heard all over the known world out there 7 hours away. All the brothers out there, big signatories out there in north, east, southwest, Ham, Pluto for Africa, they all here. So we gonna see why we ain't keeping the Saturday. We can talk the Saturday with Sunday. So now, we got a big job ahead of us. And the only one to get this job done properly is for
us.
Hallelujah. Well, come on. Proverbs 9 and 10 says what?
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10.
What it say?
Verse 9.
What it say?
Give instructions to a wise man.
Or a woman. Or a woman. See, if you give instructions to a wise man or a wise woman, what's left?
And they will be yet wise.
And they will be wise.
Teach a just man or woman.
Yeah.
And they will increase in learning.
They'll increase in learning. Go ahead.
Verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Oh, the fear of Yahweh. You mean the Psalm saying the same thing the Father's hand? Yes. You pull the first. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead.
And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
And the knowledge of the righteous is what?
Understanding.
Come on back there, Moses. Tonight we know what the righteous is now, so we clear. What righteous is the understanding of Yahweh, the fear of Yahweh, meaning you keeping them Sabbath days and them feast days, you got them fringes on. That means one thing. You fear Yahweh. You know this man is dangerous. And that's the sign of you fearing Yahweh. You got the Bible pages of the book. When you fear Yahweh, you tearing up some in them temples trying to get up in there. You got them fringes on, and you got some dust-fed Yahweh, and you ready to go. Huh? That's when we know you fear Yahweh. That's what the Bible says. Come on there, Mother Mosey. Now you down with this, right? We got that word out the way. What's next out the right? What's next? Right. You already got that out the way, so we don't took care of righteous. Oh, wait a minute. Sister Case, check. You finished up in that 24-25? to knock it out the way. And Moses, you had that when you left off on righteous. So we don't precept that. So the next word after righteous, that's what we're going to meet you at soon, Sister K. Take care of this part.
Deuteronomy chapter
6, verse 24 and 25, and mm-hmm.
Yahuwah
said,
for our
24,
and Yahuwah
commanded us to do all these tests. Uh-huh.
Here, Yahuwah, our
Yahuwah. So how do you feel, Yahuwah, Sister Katie? Keeping the first five books of Torah and stuff. So now be clear how you feel, Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
For our good always.
What?
Good.
Now, what is that word with that? I got to deal with that word with that. Moses of Israel, what you mean by being good? Back up to Romans chapter 7 and look at verse 12. What do you mean by being good? You mean I can be good and I'm all right? You better find out a bit more about that good. So you got a lot of them saying, hey, what's happening? Oh, I'm good. You good. So we better find what that means in Romans 7, verse 12, that mother, D.F. Israel. What that mean by, you know, you might tell somebody, hey, look at this verse here. Oh, I'm good. You good, right?
Yes.
That's how the Bible's definition of being good.
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Go ahead.
Wherefore, the Torah instruction is right.
Mm-hmm.
And the Torah instruction right is just and good.
And what?
Good.
So when the person tell you I'm good, then you say you're the biggest liar ever open the mouth because good is doing what? So that's when you're being good. You can't say I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm all good. You're just vocab. I'm good. Well, how you good? No, you need to keep the Torah instruction. I don't think I'm putting it on you. You ain't good unless you got Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading here? So we got brains. We got to take it to them. No, you ain't good unless you're doing Torah instruction. Is that what we're reading here? Come on back here, mother. Come on back, mother, please. Now you need that. Well, that's good enough. That's all I need. I got enough out of that.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3.
Now, you're past righteous. Now, what's the next word, past righteous? What's the next?
Gathering, he shall do no work.
You do no what?
No work.
Go ahead, read.
Therein, it is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwellings.
So it is, I don't care where you at on the planet Earth, wherever you at, when the sun goes out on Friday night, to the sun goes out on Saturday night, you got to keep the Sabbath day. And how many of your dwellings, Moses?
Every Sabbath.
How many of your dwellings? Suppose you are, wherever you at. What is that?
In all your dwellings.
All your dwellings. All your dwellings. Come on, read some out.
You want verse?
Well, hold on a minute. Put the papers. I got something. She said, I got something. What you got? Okay. What you got? Okay.
I got a precept.
Now when you say you got something, you got me ready to go now. You got to have it. You say I got something, I mean you're ready to go. Now be ready to go, you say you got something now. Now suppose my brother Yacht's out throw a machine when he's making them garments, stop and go. We can say, hey, brother, oh, the garment got a minute in. Got a minute in the garment. He got a minute. Kept a lot of minutes in the garment. Okay, I don't minutes in the garment, dude. You got to keep rolling. Come on, go on, mother. Mother, keep popping. When you got those notes, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, keep going. Are you still? Okay, all right. Okay, come on, mother.
Yeah.
Come on, mother. Mother, 24, 1 and 8.
Well, yeah.
You, all right. 1 and 8 says what?
Leviticus
chapter 24,
verse
1
and verse
8. See, it's a home run with my notes in that. See, that goes to let us know why they use what they use. It can be a breakdown. Why they use what they use, like the word called Bantu, the word called give me the word Bantu or what? Give me the word Bantu.
Congo.
See, we'll be able to break this down. Why do they use these words?
Yeah.
See, we'll be able to break down why they use it, because they got the curse of Yahweh on their tail for Protestants. See, so anyway they showed up, they couldn't come in their name no more.
Yeah.
Because they knew one thing, Yahweh put the curse on Northern Kingdom for what they did. So they come up with every name they come up with just to give a little relief, you see? We're gonna bring all that out, but see, we gotta act like it's something surprising us.
Yeah.
When that's made out there, then we're gonna bring it on home. Hallelujah. All right, who read what? Come on, read.
This is a precept of what I was reading.
Okay.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, starting at verse 12.
Okay.
Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it,
okay,
as the Yahweh, their Yahweh, has commanded you. Verse 13, 6 days thou shalt labor and do all your work.
Okay.
Verse 14, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Yahweh, their Yahweh, in it they shall not do any work, there neither their sons, nor their daughters, nor their manservants, nor their maidservants, nor their ox, nor their asses, nor any of thy cattle, neither the stranger that is within thy gate that manservant and thou maidservant may rest as well as thus.
Thanks. Moe, 24:1-8, I'm ready to get my, on that note after this. 24:1-8 says what?
I still got mad on Tuesday.
Okay, you still got your precept?
Yeah.
You found your precept? Okay, now so you like a storm machine, right? Okay, so come on with your storm machine.
All right, so it's Matthew chapter 24, verse 20. But pray you that your flight be not in the wind, neither on the Saturday. And I got another one too. Isaiah 56, chapter 2. Blessed is the man, home on the Saturday, and the sun.
Oh, so you keep the Sabbath day, you jump on a what? Blessing. Those you got to say. When you keep the Sabbath day, you're up on the blessing. Oh, you don't keep it, what you up on? Come on, that mother.
What you just say?
What verse you got to read today?
That was Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2. Okay.
56, verse 2. So if you keep the Sabbath day, you're up on a what, okay? Suppose you don't keep it.
Uh-huh.
That's plain enough to me. Mother E, 24:1-8. Come look at it.
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8.
Okay.
Verse 1. Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying. So who's going to talk to that, Mother E?
Yahweh.
What did Yahweh say in verse 8? Israel. God be with you. sit down and see it right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel.
I see right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we in another one of Yahweh's, top part of Yahweh's Sabbath day. Once again, we like to reflect on Psalm 118:23. This is Yahweh doing.
Yahweh.
And it's got to become marvelous in our eyes, right?
Yahweh.
We got to line up with our Yahweh. We know that right about now they get ready to really crank up some things that Yahweh ain't got nothing to do with, right? But they get ready to crank it up. But we finna crank up some stuff too, right? We got some Yahweh stuff on the table, ain't that right?
Right.
So, from today, tonight, really, will be Yahweh's feast, the feast of dedication. We all know that we are going to be the top part of the Sabbath day and the feast of dedication all rolled up into one. So, so if you want to wear part white, part blue, however you do it, you know we had that white on, though, on that feast day. So everybody be mindful and be ready to go.
Hallelujah.
Up when the sun go down next, top part of the Sabbath day, we also be in there.
Next Sabbath day?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hey, oh. When you go
up that evening,
we jump up. And that's what all about. See, and that's what they are supposed to do, all revival.
Chapter 1, verse 7 and 14. Let's see, who
do they come to, who they come looking for, Captain Irvin? Book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
The book of Hebrews, alluded to Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
And of the ministering spirit, he said.
And of the angel, read it like you see it.
And of the angels, he said, who make his angels spirits?
They make his angels. So angels is another, you can exchange that word for a spirit, right? They're interchangeable, angels, and in this case, spirit, right? Verse number 4, what kind of spirit is it? Verse 14.
In his ministers of flame of fire.
Verse 14, what did he say?
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Are they not all ministering spirits?
So they are what kind of spirits?
Ministering spirits.
Ministering spirits? So what their duty?
Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
Mm-hmm. They say they sent forth to minister to them that are heirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of salvation. And you know, everybody's claimed that they are looking forward to salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when we read, somebody is an heir. And what does it mean to be an heir, Sister Kay and Brother B. Roy? Let's see if we can define that word. And we can get a little closer to cracking the code here. Let's find the Genesis chapter 15. And let's see that verse number 1 through 4. What does it mean to be an heir?
Mm.
Let's see if we can define that word according to what's written.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your extending great reward.
Your exceeding great reward. He said, now after these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram. Verse number 2, what did he say?
And Abram Yahweh, what will thou give me?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing I go childless.
So Abraham got on the case. He got on the case fast, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He said, look here, Yahweh, what you gonna give me? Seeing I go childless, come up.
And the steward of my house is the
Eliezer.
Damascus. And Abel said, behold, to me, God has given no peace, and no one born in my house is my heir.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying,
what did he say?
It shall not be thy heir.
Look at this is not your heir. Go ahead.
But he that shall come forth out of thy own bound.
So he said, the one that comes forth out of your own bowels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through your bloodline, right?
That's right.
Let's see how who came through Abraham's bloodline. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Let's see if we pull out who came to Abraham's bloodline. Let's go on and get the whole company in the book of First Chronicles, Mother of Israel. Let's see what came through Abraham's bloodline. Back to 1 Chronicles chapter 1.
Okay. Hey, I got some.
Hallelujah. Well, come on, man.
I want to go back and say, we arrow. We say we arrow, right? Matthew 22:29.
So he said, but my covenant, right?
I'm on established with Isaac.
Hallelujah.
But let's run to Mother Z. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement.
I got some, Mother Eve, run over to 16 verse 7. You know, when Abraham said, if Ishmael lived for me, right? Remember he said that?
Yes, sir.
If Ishmael. Mother Eve, what it says in 1 Samuel 16 verse 7? 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. Let Ishmael take care of his business. Let's see what Yahweh says in the 16th chapter verse 7 behind that. Mother Eve.
Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
And the sons of Midian,
Ephah,
and Ephur, and Hanak, and Abadah, and Al-Ziah.
Go ahead.
All these were the children of Kathah.
Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac.
But who received everything that Abraham was working with?
Isaac.
That's why Yaakov said that.
He the only
That's your
only son.
Your only son. So we found out that Abraham's heir is
Isaac.
Hallelujah. We found out that Isaac produced Esau and Jacob, right?
Right.
So let's see what happens between Esau and Jacob right quick. Let's run to the book of Eber. Sister K. Israel. Let's peep at Esau first. Run to the book of Eber. Book of Eber right quick if I can pull it out.
Yeah, bro.
If I can pull it out. The book of Eber. I believe what I'm looking for here. Is it 12? Oh, boy. Boy, help me with this one now. Give me some Eber on the table somewhere around here. It's chapter 12. I can't lay my eyes on it. What is that? Sister K, pick it up at Eber. Put it away in Hebrews 12. Pick it up at verse number 15. 15 and 16. Let's see what you got to say about some Israel.
The book of Hebrews. The book of
Esau swear that he will not
injured Jacob.
So he said, look here. Hey, but one thing I want you to do right now, boy, is you make that old Esau swear that he ain't gonna stick that sword in Jacob. Go ahead.
Yeah. Nor pursue him with enmity.
With enmity. I mean, with hatred.
Yeah.
Enmity. Go ahead.
For thou knowest Esau so that they are perverse from his youth.
He said, look here, you know that boy. He's wicked, right?
He knew he was young.
He said, and it's from his youth. He ain't been no good from the womb, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And there is no goodness in him.
He said, for some reason, Yahweh didn't put nothing good in this boy. Go ahead, read up.
For he desires after your death to kill him.
He said, look here. His plan is after you dead and gone, he gonna take care of Jacob, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And thou knowest all that he has done since the day Jacob, his brother, went to Haran.
Haran.
Unto this day.
Go ahead.
How he has forsaken us with his old man.
Mm-hmm.
And has done evil to us.
Go ahead.
Your flock he has taken to himself.
And now, can you imagine if you go there and just tell your old man, your papa, look here, you know all them good flocks you got out there in the Korea, they belong to me now. So Esau man told daddy, give me everything you got, right?
Mm. Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
And carry off all your possessions from before your face.
Verse 11, come on.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And when we implored and besought him for what was our own.
Now, he said, look here. Now, when we went to talk to the boy about our stuff, right?
Yes.
What happened?
He did as a man who was taking pity on us.
Now, he act like he was doing us a favor, right?
Yeah.
Come on, verse 12. What's
verse
going on?
12. Mm-hmm. And he is bitter against you because thou hast blessed Jacob, your perfect and upright son.
Hold on. What did the mother say that? He blessed who? Jacob. What kind of guy was Jacob?
A perfect and upright son.
Perfect and upright son. Now, I know somebody got preached up for that now, right?
Yeah, what makes you perfect?
Yeah, I know somebody got preached up on that now, don't they? We're going to pull that out, cuz. I'm going to just let it sit on the table. Somebody got to pull it out. The book of Psalms, chapter 19. Psalm 19, brother. Verse number 7. Psalm 19, verse 7. Yes,
ma'am.
Psalm 19,
verse
7. Mm-hmm.
Psalm 19, verse
7. What do you read?
Psalm
19. Yes, ma'am.
The Torah instructions of Yahweh is perfect.
The Torah instructions, first five books of Moses, is perfect. And then what did it do? What do the Torah instructions do, Mom?
The Torah instructions of Yahweh is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Converting the soul to person.
Converting the person. Go ahead.
The testimony of the Yahweh is pure.
Mm-hmm.
Making wise the son.
So he said that the Torah instruction, if you want to be perfect, you got to keep Yahweh's Torah instructions, right? Let's go back to her. And that's exactly what Jacob was doing, right? Come on back there, Mother Jeff. Pick it back up at the 12. I just need to hear that. That's like music to my ears there. Verse number 12. Pick it up. Let's read a little bit more of this.
Jubilees, chapter 35, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he is bitter against thee, because thou didst bless Jacob, the perfect and upright son.
Now, who would know better than your mama, huh? That boy's perfect and upright. Go ahead.
For there is no evil, but only goodness in him.
Uh-huh.
And since he came from Haran, unto this day, he has not robbed us or
of anything.
For he bringeth us everything in his season, always.
Go ahead, read a little bit more.
And rejoice with all his mind.
So he said, she said, that boy Jacob, he give us everything he got, and he happy about doing it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read up.
When we take in his hand, and he bless us,
mm-hmm.
and has not parted from us since he came from Haran until this day, and he remaineth with us continually,
mm-hmm.
at home, honoring us.
Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
And Isaac said unto her.
Now, he said, Daddy said, let me say something about your situation here.
Yes.
What did he got to say?
I too know and see the deeds of Jacob,
mm-hmm.
who is with us, how that with all his mind he honored us.
Good.
But I love Esau. Formerly,
I used to love Esau. Go ahead.
Formerly more than Jacob,
mm-hmm.
because he was the firstborn.
Good.
But now I love Jacob more than Esau.
Mm-hmm.
For he has done manifold evil deeds, and there is no righteousness in him.
He said, look here, ain't no righteousness in who? Esau, right? Now we look at how long, I've been looking for a long time. But if I would have just paid attention to the word of Yahweh, I would have knew that ain't no righteousness in it. Mother, see Israel and see Roy. Let's see if we can pick him a little bit. First in the book of Psalm 58, Mother Z. Let's see if we can pick on Esau for a minute here. The book of Psalm 58, verse number 3. Mother, see Israel and see Roy. What about it? His daddy say, ain't nothing good about the boy, right? You know that your daddy say that, you had a world of trouble, ain't you? You cut off, ain't you? Come on, Brother Z. Psalm 58, verse number 3. What about the Esau and his five sons?
Psalm chapter 58, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
The wicked are esteemed.
The wicked are estranged.
The wicked are estranged from the womb.
From the womb?
They go astray as soon as they be born.
He said they went astray soon they came out of the womb.
Speaking lies.
Doing what?
Speaking lies.
He said they came out of the womb. We read it. I didn't say there ain't no righteousness in it, right? But Micah, Israel, the seed royal. Let's forget Micah chapter 2. I mean, Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy. Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy. Chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Let's see here. Book of Micah. That's what I mean. Y'all got me all confused. So let me go ahead on with my thing. The book of I was calling the book. God's got me thinking I'm calling Micaiah. Brother Captain Irvin Israel, Micah chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. What do you guys say there? What does the seal guys say?
Micah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads,
what do you read?
Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their bed.
He said, look here. Woe to them that devise iniquity. They write evil upon their beds. Go ahead.
When the morning is light,
mm-hmm.
they practice it.
Go ahead.
Because it is in the power. take them by violence.
And they do what?
Take them by violence.
Hold on, Sister K. Israel. So they say they take them by violence. That's right to the book Genesis 27. Sister K. Israel and P. Roy. Let's see what blessing that Esau received. Genesis 27, Sister K. Israel. And let's keep at, let's look at verse number, think of it at 38 through 41. The book of Genesis 27, 38 through 41. What kind of blessing is he rolling with? Sister K. Israel, a
feed royal. Genesis chapter 27, verse 38 through 41.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau said unto his father,
what did he say?
Hast thou but one blessing, my father?
Mm-hmm.
Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice.
So Esau started just crying, right? You guys seen them in the store, right? When they can't get what they want. They fall out in the floor and roll around and down cancer, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I seen them at work. And that's when they was shouting, right? Verse
39,
come on.
Verse
39.
Mm-hmm. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him,
what did he say?
Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
Mm-hmm. And of the dew of heaven. So he said, behold, your dwelling shall
be the fatness of the earth.
And of the dew of heaven. Go ahead.
From above.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And by thy sword shall thy live.
He said, you gonna make your move high? By the sword, right? He said, by your sword you gonna live, right? Mm-hmm. The only way you gonna survive is you gonna have to invent some big bombs. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And shall serve thy brother.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass.
What's gonna come to pass, Greg?
When thou shall have the domination.
The dominion. Mm-hmm.
That thou shall break his yoke off thy neck.
He said, now when you get the dominion, you're going to break that yoke off you're going to break his yoke off your neck. Verse 41, go ahead.
And Esau hated Jacob.
And Esau, he loved him for Jacob, right? I swear they was kissing and hugging today. I can swear they were having a real jolly old good time. I was trying to find it. Do quick as I can. Come on, Sister Kate.
Because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him.
Now, do you think they are changed? You think they still don't realize who received the blessing? You think, why you think that they love putting it on you? Now, they know if you ever get wind of what's really going on, they going to be in trouble, right? Go ahead, read out. What he said in his mind?
The days of mourning for my father are at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
But he said, look here.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I do, I'm going to get me to Jacob. One way or another. Book of Micah 2 and 3. Brother Captain Irvin Israel, see you right.
Micah 2, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they covered fields.
They covered fields?
And take them by violence.
We know that he's a sworn man, right? Let's see, hold that point. Mother D.F. Israel. Turn to the book of Revelation right quick. Book of Revelation chapter 13. Let's see, you remember Muhammad Ali made the statement, I shook up the world. We're going to see who really shook the world up here. The book of Revelation, Mother D. of Israel of Peter. Let's keep that at Revelation chapter 13. And let's look at verse number, let's take a look at verse number 11. Revelation 13, verse 11. Let's read 11 through 15. Revelation chapter
13:11-15, Mother D of Israel will see you right.
Revelation chapter 13, verses
11-15. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
Now he said, look here, I beheld another beast. And now let's see if we can define what is this beast. Mother Israel. Let's see if we can define what is this beast in the book of Ecclesiastes. I think 3:18, if I'm not mistaken there. Let's see what Ecclesiastes 3:18 gotta say. What is this beast that he beheld coming up out of the sea? Mother Israel, see you right. What is this beast that John the Revelator say he beheld coming up out of the sea? And the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse number 18, Mother Israel, see you right.
Chapter 3, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18 reads.
What it reads?
I said in my mind.
Now. This is penned by the wisest man that ever lived, right? Follow this. He said, now I said in my mind what?
Concerning the state of the sons of men.
He said, concerning the state of the sons of men, what about?
That Yahweh might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
Mm. So these beasts are men, right? He said, I beheld a beast coming up out of the sea. So they got in Revelation, Mother D of Israel. Mm-hmm. Revelation 13:11-15.
Revelation 13:11-15.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
So we know that John is looking at men coming to power, right?
Yes.
So I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Come on.
And he had two horns like a lamb.
Uh-huh.
And he spake as a dragon.
And so he said he had two horns like a lamb. But when you really paid attention to what he said, he sounded just like the devil, right?
Yeah.
Because we know the lamb is who?
Yahweh
the son is a lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So Ehab came impersonating him from Yahweh. But we paid real close attention to it.
That's all he
sounded just like the devil, right? Come on, Mother dear.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he exercised all the power of the first beast.
Yes, ma'am.
Before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast.
Mm-hmm.
Whose deadly wound was healed.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
And he doeth great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
So this guy made fire come down from heaven, right?
No, he did.
And who knows when that took place, when he made the fire come from heaven?
Let me read.
And somebody say, holy moly, this got to be the law, right?
Yeah.
who does it make that fire come down from heaven?
Imashiva and Nakasaki.
Imashiva and Nakasaki. Y'all remember when they set Japan up?
Yeah,
right
about 1948. When about 1948?
December 7th, 1941.
December 7th.
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 Hallelujah.
So he said that he made fire come down from heaven. What else
fire
did he do?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he deceived them that dwell on the earth.
Good.
By the means of these miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast.
Good.
Saying to them that dwell on the earth.
What did he say?
That they should make an image to the beast,
mm-hmm,
which had the wound by a sword. And he
lived. Verse number 15, come on.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast.
But he said he got power, right?
Yeah.
To give life to the image of the beast.
Yeah.
And they get ready to crank it up, you better believe. It's going to be all over your TV.
Hallelujah, Father.
He's going to be saying, I am the Lord.
Hallelujah, Father.
Mm-hmm. Let me bless you.
I got one.
Oh,
yeah. Always give
me a copy.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he's definitely gonna need it.
So they get ready to crank it up real good. They got two cracks at it on the day of when the guy was supposed to be born in the manger and all that good stuff. They crank it up again on that Good Friday and that Good Easter.
Yes,
they crank it up again. They let you know who I am.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord. Come on, that 15 verse. Revelation 13:15. I'm getting too hyped over
here.
Revelation 13:15, Brother D. M. Israel.
Revelation 13:15.
Yes, ma'am.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast,
mm-hmm,
that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast.
What happened to him?
Should be killed.
He said, if you don't bow down to me, I'm gonna put this rope around your neck. All right, Brother Micaiah, let's go back to that Micah. I mean, Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Roy. Micah chapter 2, verse number 3, what do you say?
Micah. Brother Micaiah, he is spirit.
Hallelujah. I was communicating with the brother earlier.
Hallelujah. Micah chapter 2, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And they covet thee.
They do what?
Covet thee.
Pick it up at verse 3. We done went through that. Let's get on through. Well, pick it up at 2. Go ahead.
Micah chapter 2, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And take them by violence.
And they take it by violence. Go ahead.
And how?
Mm-hmm.
Take them away.
Go ahead.
So they oppress a man and a woman in their house.
So they oppress a man and woman and their house. Family. Go ahead.
Even a man in his heritage.
Even a man in his heritage. Go ahead, read on. Verse 3.
Verse 3. Chapter 2, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, thus saith Yahweh the Son.
What did he say?
Behold, against this family do I devise an evil.
He said, look here, Yahweh said, don't worry about it. When it's all said and done, I'm going to take care of this family. Go ahead, read on.
From which ye shall not remove your net.
Go ahead.
Neither shall you go haughtily for this time of evil.
He said, look here, I got something up the sleeve for this guy, right? I'm going to be the one that take care of him, right? Go back to that Jubilee, Mother Jeff. Let's read a little bit more of that. Jubilee chapter 35, thinking of that 13. Book of Jubilee 35:13. Let's read a few more verses there. Book of Jubilee chapter 35. Verse number 13, by the knee of Israel, C. Roy.
Jubilee, chapter 35, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac said unto her, I too know and see the deeds of Jacob.
He
is with us, and how that with all his mind he honors us.
Go ahead.
But I love Esau formerly more than Jacob,
mm-hmm.
because he was the firstborn.
Yes, ma'am.
But now I love Jacob more than Esau.
He look at I finally seen the light.
Hallelujah, Father.
And that boy Jacob, he's a perfect enough right there. Go ahead.
For he has done manful evil deeds, and there is no righteousness in him. For all his ways are unrighteousness and violence.
He said, everything the man do is unrighteous, and all he got is violence, right?
Right.
We read that he was the one that dropped that big bomb, right?
Mm-hmm. I got some. All right,
see, come on with
it. So all we operate is violence, intimidation, huh?
Hallelujah.
But what did Yahweh say, Sister K, how he going to make this thing work? And 4 verse 6 of Zechariah. What do the Bible say, how he going to make this thing work? So you got brothers talking about, I come put hands on you. And it's 4 foot 6. We'll put hands on somebody. But, hey, if you're a man of Yahweh, look what Yahweh got written in Zechariah 4, verse 6. What do you got written up in the cave? Zechariah
chapter 4, verse 6. What
do you got written? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. If you a man or woman of Yahweh, let's see how Yahweh's been
saying
how
it's going
to work.
He answered and said, what
did he say?
Saying, this is the word of
Yahweh. Oh, this is the word of who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Zerubbabel.
Mm-hmm.
Not by might.
His thing ain't going to work by what?
By might.
Go ahead and read.
Nor by power.
It ain't going to work by power.
But by my spirit.
But by my spirit. That's how this thing going to work. Now, precept that to Proverbs 1:23. What spirit are you talking about? What spirit are you talking about? How it's going to work. So the thing ain't gonna be as who can run, jump fast, who can put hands on somebody.
Mm.
It ain't gonna work like that according to Yahweh. Can't you tell them bugs out there, my organizing way out there in the land of hand. Listen, you gotta organize through 1:23 of Proverbs. This is how you organize. Proverbs 1:23, precept. Sister K, come on.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Listen, God.
Turn you at my return.
Turn you at my reproof.
Behold. I will pour out my spirit on you.
I will pour my spirit on you.
I will make known my word.
I will make known my what?
Word.
Now back up to 40 verse 8. Let's see how long is that on the table. Just be read there on the left side of the book. Isaiah 40 verse 8. How long that word going to be on the table? 40 verse 8. Isaiah 40 verse 8. How long that word going to be on the table, Sister K? Isaiah 40 verse 8. Storm machine action. 40 verse 8. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. How long that word going to be on the table, Sister K?
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The grass withered, the flowers faded, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
I'm with the ball of Yahweh.
Thank you,
ball of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, so we found out that Abraham heirs was Isaac. And the next man in line was Jacob, right? His name was changed to Israel. And Jacob produced how many boys that we can read? How many boys did Jacob produce?
That we can read.
That we can read, Mother Z. Hey, precept.
How many can we read?
How many boys did Jacob produce?
How many did Jacob produce that we can read?
How many boys came to the Lord of Jacob?
Genesis 49:28.
I got some.
I got some.
What'd you say, brother?
I said
Exodus chapter what?
Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
You can count them off for us there, Mother. Right? You can read that Exodus 1, 1 through 5, but you got to do the count, buddy.
Okay. How's it all right?
Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
Now these are the names of the family, children, offspring of Israel, the heirs of Israel, right?
Right.
Who he got?
Which came unto Egypt to look for Mithraim.
Uh-huh.
Every man and his household came with Joseph, with Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
That's right.
Reuben born.
Mm-hmm.
Simeon. 2.
Uh-huh.
Levi. 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yada Judah. 4.
Well, here we go.
Issachar. 5. Zebulun. 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Benjamin. 7. Dan, 8.
Good.
Naphtali, 9.
Uh-huh.
Gad, 10.
Gad is 10, go ahead.
And Ashley is 11.
Who? Who is 11? Asher is 11, go ahead.
And all these souls that came out of the loins of Jacob was 70 souls.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was in Egypt, looking for Mithraim already. That's 12.
All right, brother Captain Irving. Yeah, you could have made it a little easier for yourself there, brother. Go ahead, Captain.
This is 49. Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
All these 12 tribes of Israel.
How many did he produce?
12 tribes of Israel.
We got all 12 names in Exodus, right? But he said all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. But we've been read Yahweh, he rejected him some Esau, right? He chose him some Jacob, right? Is that what he did? Did he reject him some Esau?
Mm-hmm.
And he chose him some Isaac. See if we can pull out a precept.
Why did he reject him?
Yeah.
Can't decide why he rejected him. Go to Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and 17. Let's see what we can find out. Back to Moses and 58 verse 3 of Psalms.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 16 and 17.
Yes, ma'am.
But until the wicked,
the who?
The wicked,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh said, what has God to do to declare my
statutes? Mm-hmm.
For that thy should covenant
in thy mouth. He said, don't even have a covenant even coming out of his mouth. He said, yeah, yeah. Nothing to say, read.
See, thy hatest
instruction. Oh, that is your problem. You hate what?
Instruction.
You hate instruction. Go ahead, read.
And cast my word behind
them. Uh-huh.
When thy thought they see.
That's good right there. So, we know he's not going to do right. Come on, Mother Eve.
Psalm 58:3.
Yeah, what did it say?
The wicked are
estranged from what? Doing what?
They go astray as soon as they be
wrong.
Speaking lies.
Now, Mother Z, preach up that Mother Eve to Malachi chapter 3. Let's go to Malachi chapter 1. And we'll look at verse 3 and 4. Let's preach up that and find out. He said, the wicked come out of the womb line.
Yeah.
Now we got to do not put a name on the wicked.
That's right.
The Lord, that's about putting a name on the wicked. 1, 3, 3, and 4. What is that, Mother Z? Put a name on that wicked. that come out of the womb line.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
And I hate
Esau.
You hate who?
Esau. And laid his mountain and his harried ways from the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Where Esau said, we are
impoverished,
but we will return and build the desolation place, the
desolate place.
Thus said the Yahweh.
What did he say?
The Yahweh opposed, thus shall build.
He said, we clear you and do some building. Be clear about it. You will do some building.
But I will throw down.
But I'm going to do what?
Throw down.
But I'm going to throw it down. I'm going to throw it down.
And they shall call them.
And this going to be your name, and this going to be your title.
Yeah.
The borders of the wicked.
The border of who?
The wicked.
Wicked.
And the people.
And the people. That means more than Esau.
That's right.
Everything come out of his loins. What about it?
The people against whom the Yahweh hates has indignation forever.
For how long?
Ever.
So you mean Yahweh he hate a people for how long?
And they got their mouth running up. Back to Brother Yahshua, Israel.
Hallelujah.
So we're setting the scene for what we get ready to put on the table yet. But let's run to 2 Ezra. Brother D.F. Israel, see you, Roy. Run to 2 Ezra chapter 3 right quick. Look at 2 Ezra chapter 3. Brother D.F. Israel. You, Roy. Pick it up at verse number 13 through 16. Mother D.F. Israel. Of C. Roy.
2 Ezra, chapter 3, verses 13 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Now when they live so wickedly.
He said, now when they live so wickedly, go ahead.
Before thee,
thus
did choose you a man from among them whose name was Abraham.
So he said, when they lived so wickedly before you, you chose you a man from among them. Hold that point there, Mother D.F. Sister K. Israel, let's try to Nehemiah. Right quick, Nehemiah chapter 9. Let's see if Abraham had any partners. Jacob said he chose him a man, right?
Yes.
Let's see if we can put a number on his choice that he made there in Nehemiah chapter 9. Sister K. Israel Roy, if I can ever find me some Nehemiah, maybe I might be doing a little good around here. Nehemiah 9, let's pick it up at verse number, let's get to the crux. Verse number 7. Nehemiah 9, verse 7. Sister K. Israel, see you, Roy.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Thy art, Yahweh, our Yahweh, who did choose Abraham and brought him forth out of of the Chaldees and give it him the name of Abraham.
So he's saying that Yahweh chose Abram. He changed the name to Abraham, right? Mother E, let's run to Isaiah 51 right quick. Let's see if I can follow this storyline. Isaiah 51, let's go to verse number 1. Book of Isaiah 51, verse 1. Mother E, Israel, let's go to verse number 1 and 2. Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2. Let's see how they chose him from Abraham, Mother E, Israel, and Sarah. Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2. What did it say?
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 and verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
All
follow after righteousness.
He said, listen to me. You that follow after righteousness, go ahead.
You that seek the Yahweh, look unto the rock.
Wish you are you, go ahead.
And to the hole of the pit, when you are deep.
Verse number two, what he said. Yes, ma'am.
And to Abraham, your father.
Uh-huh.
And unto Sarah, that bears you.
Go ahead.
For I call him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And bless him and increase him.
And so he said, I call Abraham, and wasn't nobody else part of the mix, right? I even waited until his old daddy got died before I really dealt with my Abraham, right? I waited until old Kira kicked the bucket. The book of Second Ezra, Mother D. F. Israel, verse 13 to 16.
Second Ezra, chapter 3, verses 13 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when they lived so wickedly before thee, thou did choose you a man from among them.
So we found out he chose Abraham alone, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Whose name was Abraham.
Verse 14, come on.
Verse 14. Him you loved, and unto him only you showed your will.
So the only one that had insight to Yahweh's will was who?
Everybody.
I mean, everybody else was left out of the mix.
Is
that what Yahweh saying here?
Go ahead,
read a little bit more of that.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And made an everlasting covenant with him.
And made what kind of covenant?
Everlasting.
Now, what they hollering about an old covenant and a new covenant for?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh said his covenant is everlasting. That's what he said. Go ahead.
With him. Promising him that you would never forsake his seed.
What did he say? That he would never forsake his seed. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Verse number 16, come on.
16.
Uh-huh.
And unto him you gave Isaac, and unto Isaac also thou gave Jacob.
What happened to them other boys, Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that point, Brother D.L. Let's see if we can plug that in right quick. Let's go to the book of Jubilee. Captain Irvin Israel of C. Roy. Book of Jubilee right quick. Let's see if we can plug it in. What happened to Ishmael and them six boys of Keturah?
Mm-hmm.
Jubilee 15. Let's pick up that verse 29. Let's read it. Brother Captain Irvin Israel, C. Roy. Jubilee chapter 15. Pick it up at verse 29.
Book of Jubilee chapter 15, verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
For the Torah instruction is ordained for a covenant.
It says, for the commandment is ordained for a covenant, go ahead.
That they shall observe it forever among all the children of Israel.
So the one that Yahweh said is commanded to.
To who? Children of Israel.
To the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
12 tribes of Israel.
He said, ain't nobody else in the mix but the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
Come on, verse 30.
We got obligation. We got to believe. We got to keep that. To believe.
Mm-hmm.
15. Verse 30.
Yes, sir.
For Ishmael and his sons.
He said, Ishmael and everything came out of his loin. What about it?
And Esau. Now, why did not call for the
Hold on. Read that again. Can't leave out that big word yet.
For
verse
30. Okay, Jubilee 15, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
For Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau.
He said, for Ishmael, his sons, and his brothers. That includes them other six boys.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? Would that include them other six boys Abraham produced?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Israel and his brother.
Uh-huh.
And Esau. Come on. What did he do?
Yahweh did not call to approach him.
So he said, Yahweh told him to stay away from me. That's what he said. Come on.
And he chose them not,
mm-hmm.
because they are the children of Abraham.
He chose them not. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
see his brother C. Roy. Yahweh said, I know exactly what I did and how I did it, right? Especially in Romans, Mother Z. Look at Romans chapter 9. Let's peep at verse number. Romans chapter 9, verse number. Let's begin at 21 through 25. Mother Z is brother C. Roy. Romans chapter 9, 21 through 25. Mother Z.
Come on, that's
what he say. I didn't make it up. Go ahead, Captain Irvin.
Verse 30, Jubilee 15, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
But over Israel,
mm-hmm.
he did not appoint any angel or spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For he alone is their ruler. Hallelujah.
Good.
And he will preserve them and require them at the hand of his ministering spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And his ministering spirit.
Uh-huh.
And at the hand of all his power, in order that Yahweh may preserve them and bless them, and that they may be Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and Yahweh may be there from henceforth forever.
So Yahweh said he made many nations and many people, but he said keep them away from me, right? Let's go back to that second Exodus, Mother D.F. Israel. Where did we leave out? Verse 15. Second Exodus, chapter 3. Verse number 15 and 16. Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Roy.
Oh, I got
some
too for you.
All right, come on. What you got there, Captain Murph?
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And unto him
Isaac.
He said, not to him thou gavest Isaac?
And unto Isaac also thou gavest Jacob and Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And for Jacob thou didst choose him to you, and put by Esau, and so Jacob became a great multitude.
Say that he chose him to Jacob, right? He didn't allow Esau, Ishmael, or his brothers to approach out to him, right?
Right.
He overlooked him from Esau, saying, no, not that boy. Because even his mom and daddy know what he about.
That's right.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
But let's look, Mother Eve. Let's run to the book of Exodus chapter 25 right quick. Let's see if we can deal with this piece of... Before we go to Exodus, run to St. John 10:22. Mother Eve, St. John 10:22. Let's see if we can peep at this dedication right quick. St. John 10:22. Mother Eve, Israel, see you, Roy. St. John 10:22 and 23. St. John 10:22 and 23. Mother Eve, Israel, see you, Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Look at verse number 1 through 6. The book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews 8,
verse number 1-6. But he said that I wanted to dwell amongst you. That's why I want you to make this tabernacle, right? That I may dwell among you.
Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1-6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Now the things which we have spoken, this is the Son. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne with the majesty in the heaven.
But he said we have a high priest. He said on the throne, on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
A minister of the temple.
Minister of the temple, the sanctuary. And what?
And of the true tabernacle, which Yahweh the Son of Pitt, not man.
Verse number 3. Come on.
Verse 3. Uh-huh. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3.
Yes, sir.
For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore it is of necessity.
It is necessity that
this man have somewhat also to offer.
Really, you know.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the Torah.
Verse 5.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Who serves unto the example and shadow of heavenly things.
Good.
As Moses was the monitor of Yahweh when he was about to make the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
For see, said he.
But he said
that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to you in the mountain.
Verse 6.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6.
Yes, sir.
But now, had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
So he said that Moses made the same according to the pattern that was showed him. Mm-hmm. From back to Exodus, King Israel of Seroy. Exodus chapter 40. Book of Exodus chapter 40. Okay, verse number 1 and 2, verse 9, 34 and 35. Okay, Exodus 40, verse 1 and 2, verse 9, verse 34 and 35. This is the King Israel of C.E. Royce. Let's see if we can run this thing down a little bit. Exodus chapter 40, verse 1 and 2, verse 9, verse 34 and 35. This is the King Israel of C.E. Royce.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 1 and 2.
39 and 38.
34. 34 and 35. Exodus chapter 40, verse
1 and 2,
verse
9,
verse
35,
34 and 35.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. And
Yahweh
said unto Moses, saying,
and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying what?
The first day of the first month, you got to set up the tabernacle.
Say on the first day of the first month. So what is the first month?
Amen. What is the reason?
Y'all quick, ain't
y'all?
We want y'all to get quick with these sentences. What is the first month?
What can we read to that?
What is the first month?
Exodus 12, 1 and 10.
Exodus 12, 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And 13 and 14. I mean, in 13, verse 4, I'm sorry about that. Exodus 13, verse 4, after Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
All right.
Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2.
What did it say?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Mizraim or Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
So the first month of the year is what month?
AB.
AB is equivalent to what?
First month of the year. 13, verse
4. ABM is equivalent to what month on our calendar today? Say it loud.
April.
So ABM is April, right? So where did they get January from? Where did that come from? Because you know our folks get ready to have a Johnny Little St. Nick. They go toast the New Year fantastic, right?
Yeah.
We found out that the first month of the year is AB. AB is equivalent to what we know as April, right?
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 40, Sister Tay Israel, verse number 9.
Exodus chapter
40,
verse number
9. Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt take the anointed oil. All that therein shall hallow all that vessels thereof, and it shall be righteous.
He told Moses exactly what he wanted him to do, right? I want you to pay special attention to this tabernacle. Put some oil on it, and everything in it, right? And hallow it, and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. Verse 34 and 35, come out.
Then a cloud covered the tent of congregation. And the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle.
And the greatness of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. Verse 35.
And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud arrived above there on the greatness of Yahweh.
So the presence of Yahweh filled the tabernacle, right?
Yes.
Greatness of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. Let's turn to the book of 1 Kings, Mother D. of Israel. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 6. Let's see that verse number 1. 11 through 14. 37 and 38. 1 Kings, chapter 6. Verse 1. 11 through 14. 37 and 38, Mother D. of Israel, of C.E. Royal.
All right.
Hallelujah.
1 Kings, chapter 6, verse 1-3. And it came to pass in the 480th year. After the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt.
So after 480 years, after they came out of the land of Egypt, what happened?
In the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel.
In the fourth year of Solomon's rule over Israel, what happened? In the month Zif.
Which is the second month that he began to build.
They began to build the temple of Yahweh in the what month? The second month. The second month would be equivalent to what month? May. Finally began to build the temple in May, right?
Yes.
Verse number 11 through 14. Mother Zee of Israel, see you, Royce.
11 through
14. Mm-hmm.
Verse
11. Yes, ma'am.
And the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying,
say it what?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning this temple which thou art in building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my Torah instructions,
walk in them, then will I perform my words with you, which I made, which I spake unto David your father.
Verse 13. Yes, ma'am.
And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
So Solomon built the temple and finished it.
So Yahweh said he wanted to dwell among his people, right?
Yes.
Israel. Now let's see, is that a temporary fix here, Mother of Eden? Let's turn to the book of Psalm 132. Let's see if that's a temporary fix. The book of Psalm 132, Mother of Israel, is Israel.
Right on, Brother Yahweh.
Let's look at 1 through 5.
Hallelujah. Well,
16 through 18.
Turn that light
Israel.
On,
Yahweh.
Turn that light on.
Let's see if that's a temporary fix. So Yahweh, the desire, that's where the desire is, Mother. Mm-hmm. Psalm 132. Ezekiel 43:7, where he says, but the captain Urban Israel is Ezekiel 43, verse number 7. Ezekiel 43, verse 7.
Ezekiel 43, verse 7.
Yes, sir. Ezekiel 43, verse 7.
Ezekiel 43, verse 7. And
it reads.
And he said unto me, Son of man.
Son of man.
The place of my throne.
The place of my throne.
And the place of the soles of my feet. Where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever.
Go ahead.
And my righteous name shall the children of Israel no more defile.
Mm-hmm.
Neither they nor their kings by their borders, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places.
So Yahweh said, I want to dwell among you, right? I want to dwell in the midst of Israel. But back to that first king, Mother D of Israel. First King 6. Let's look at verse 37 and 38. First King 6, verse 37 and 38. Mother D of Israel, of C.E. Roy.
Esau them?
Yeah.
No, you was a gift.
I was a gift.
you are the gift. The book, let's see that, Daniel chapter 4, take Israel as being right. Daniel 4:17, let's see what else, characteristics, the power of Esau, whatever the traits they got. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. Sister K. Israel C. Roy, Daniel 4, verse 17. What other traits do Esau and his five sons have? Daniel 4, verse 17. Look at Daniel 4, verse number 17. Verse number 17.
Daniel chapter 4, verse number 17.
Yes, ma'am.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers. Go ahead.
To demand by the word of the righteous one.
Go ahead.
To the extent that the living may know. Most High ruler to the kingdom of his being.
Go ahead, read on.
And giveth it to whomsoever he will.
Uh-huh.
And sends up over it the face
of the earth. So whoever the earth been given into the hand of the wicked, right?
Right.
We find out that Esau and his five sons play that role, right? Yahweh said that they are what kind of men? Faces of men. Is that what he say? Let's see what else he can put out, Mother dear. The book of Psalms chapter 12, verse number 8. Book of Psalms chapter 12, verse 8. Mother dear, Israel is Israel. This guy that has got his foot on our neck, what kind of guy is he? He's a basis. And you know, you can't get no lower than the base, can you? Ain't nothing lower than the base. The book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse number 8. For the dear Israel, see Roger.
Psalms, chapter 12, verse 8. The wicked walk on every side.
The wicked walk on every side. Go ahead.
Men are exalted.
With the violence, men are exalted. So this guy is the base, and he's the violence of men, right?
Yeah.
Turn to the book of First Maccabees. Other Israel of Senior Royal. First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 10, verse 20 through 30. Let's peep at him right quick, Mother Eve. Let's see in that word. 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 10, verse 20 through 30. Mother Israel of Seed Roy. Let's see that this guy that is the base of men. He's the violence of men. Let's see in that word. Mother Israel of Seed Roy. 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 10, 20 through 30.
1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And 20 through
30. Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse Maccabees, chapter 1.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
20 through 30. But the Israel of Zero.
Verse Maccabees, chapter 1. Verse 10. Verse 20 through
30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, verse 10. Let it read. And there was out of them a wicked root.
There came
out of them a wicked root.
He said, now there came out of them. Now them is the five sons of Esau, right?
Yeah.
A wicked root. Go ahead.
Antiochus.
Third name.
Epiphany. Son of
Antiochus.
The king who had been in advocate at Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And he reigned in the 137th
7 year the kingdom of the Greeks.
The kingdom of the five sons of Esau, right?
Yeah.
This is when Esau took world domination, right? Verse number 20. What are you working with him, brother? What did Antiochus do?
And after that, Antiochus had smitten Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He returned again in the 130th year.
Go ahead, read on.
He went up against Israel. And Yah-Jah-Judah
was
a great multitude.
They went up against Israel, Yah-Jah-Judah, with a great multitude. Verse 21, come on.
And entered proudly into the sanctuary.
He entered proudly into the temple. Come on, Marley.
And took away the golden altar.
But he snatched the golden altar. Go ahead.
And the candlestick.
Go ahead.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
And all the vessels thereof. Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And the table of the two bread and the pouring vessel.
Great.
The vials.
And the vials.
And the vials and the
vessels of gold.
Vessels of gold and the vials.
And the veil.
And the veil and the crown and the golden ornaments that were before the temple, all which he threw off.
Verse 23, come on.
He took also the silver and the gold,
mm-hmm.
and the precious vessels. Also he took the hidden treasures which he found.
So we read that he'll stick you up, right? He'll pull that sword on you, right?
Among the nations.
He's saying your renown went forth. Among the nations for what?
For
from the book of Compact Dictionary of the Bible, page number, what page I'm on? Page number 332. It reads, Maccabeus, hammer, Hasmonean Israelite family of Modin that led revolt against Antiochus Epiphanes, king of Syria, and won freedom for young Jared Judah. The family consisted of the father, Mephathias, an aged priest, and his five sons, Hana, Simeon, Judas, Elizabeth, Jonathan. The name Maccabees was first given to Judas, perhaps because he inflicted large hammer blows against the Syrians. So that's how I got the name Maccabees, because he inflicted large hammer blows. Is that what he's saying? Hallelujah.
Proverbs 29, verse 2.
Proverbs
Yes, ma'am.
When the righteous are in authority.
When the righteous are in authority, what?
The people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule.
But when the wicked bear rule, what?
The people mourn.
And now we found out in Israel that everybody got their head down right this morning and cry, right? And all that note, we're going to bring it back in the sea. See, Israel, see, Lord, if I say it. Hallelujah.
And Mr. KM needs
Leviticus chapter 3, 13, verse 1 and 29, and verse 30. 1, 2, and 3, 13 and 14. Now, paint the picture. Now, Yahweh said, I'm the author of beauty.
Yeah.
I picked the people. Oh, watch it. Micah chapter 5, I came down through these tribes. So the beauty they had on them, I couldn't make it no perfect than what I made. Right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, right.
Let's see, total seal. 16, 1, 2, 3, 13 and 14. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 through 3, 13 to 14.
Look at God.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1.
What it say?
Again, word of Yahweh came unto me then.
What it say?
Verse 2. Son of man.
Son of man.
All the tribes of Judah know abomination.
So I want Yahweh Judah to know they abomination. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3.
What?
And say,
what?
Thus said Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
unto Yahweh Judah.
Right.
Your birth and your nativity is of the land of Canaan.
Say yes.
Your father was an Amorite.
Yes.
And your mother a Hittite.
Now, all he's saying is, you know, you came from the land of Canaan, but you were in the capital of the world. You were signified on it. That's all he was doing there.
Yeah.
Get down to verse 13 and 14. Listen good.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 13 and 14.
What it say?
Verse 13.
What it say?
Thus was thou decked with gold and silk.
He said you were decked with gold and silk. Tell me, Ezekiel, go tell them that once upon a time ago you had gold and silk on you.
And your raiment was of fine linen.
And you had fine linen on you.
Yeah. And silk and broader work.
Go ahead and read.
Thou didst eat fine flour.
Fine flour.
And honey.
Honey.
And oil.
Oil.
Thou was exceeding beautiful.
What did he say you were?
Was exceeding beautiful.
Now, who's he talking about?
Israel.
What is Israel talking about? Yahweh Judah, brother king. Now, we're talking about in this case. He's talking about all Israel, but right now he focuses in on go tell southern king.
Yeah.
Right. Is paying attention right now?
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead.
Thou didst prosper unto a king.
And you prospered to a king.
Verse 14.
Listen up.
And your renown.
And your renown. So what everybody knew about you.
Mm-hmm. Went forth among the heathen.
Yeah, that means the nation. That means the nation. Go ahead.
For your beauty.
For your what?
For your beauty.
Go ahead and read.
For it was perfect through my comments.
Well, he's an author of beauty. He formed a people for himself. He had them looking perfect. Is that what he's saying? And we read in 5 verse 4, I can have made him look no better.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Which Yahweh has put upon you.
Said
Yahweh.
So Yahweh is the one put this beauty on you. And what did he do, chapter 5 up to 15, 37 to 39? Or no. Let's see one of the beauty that he loved to see you with. I mean, you're an awesome beauty.
Number 15. Verse 37.
Yeah, bring it. 32 verse 7. 32 verse 7. Put the storm machine on. Brother Yashaw making them garments. Yeah, if he paused in there, believe me, wait a minute. That's when the pause up in there. 32 verse 7. Right.
Verse number 30.
What?
In the pre-show, see the pledge.